الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We have been discussing that this is the ideal month for our Islah. In this month, Allah has given us rozas, which on their own also as a separate entity, that's also enough for Islah. Allah revealed the Quran Sharif, which is also enough for Islah. Allah gave us the du'as of this, for this ummah, and by du'as also we can make our Islah. And Islah means also to make tawbah, to acquire taqwa, and also what we say, hidayat. I want hidayat. Allah give me hidayat. All these things. So all that is the ideal occasion is this month of Ramadan. And in that process, we explained that rozas, we should keep them properly as required, every part of the body, then inshallah this islah of ours will take place. And one important aspect which goes with all this, which we are aware, and some people feel that Khanka is only about zikr. It's not only about zikr, it is about zikr also. As some ulama have explained, some people complain and say that you people carry on as if the whole of Islam is in the beard. When ulama explain of the importance of the beard, they say the way you carry on as if the whole of Islam is in the beard. The whole of Islam is not in the beard, but definitely the beard is in Islam. It is definitely required, and it is a very, very important part. So just like that, here also, the whole of Islah and Tasawwuf and Khanqa is not Zikr. But Zikr is definitely a very important part as far as our Islah is concerned. And for example, in this ayat Karima, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I am remembering you. Azkurkum, that it's not to say that only if you remember me, then Allah remembers us. No, Allah remembers His creation all the time. It is impossible, mahal, that Allah forgets any of His creation for any split moment. But what it means here, when you remember me, that you are thinking of me, you make dua to me in your namaz, whatever, whenever you're doing any transaction, you are thinking of me and doing your transaction according to that, then I think of you also with my inayat, with my kindness and with my goodness. And if you are engaged in sin, etc., then Allah Ta'ala remembers also like that, in that when we are, a father sees his son involved in some wrong, he's doing things against his father. The father knows about it at that time, how angry he becomes. So we are all the time, Allah knows about us. But when we remember Allah Ta'ala in a good way, Allah Ta'ala remembers us by showering His favors and His mercies upon us. We should try and read this ayat whenever we make our zikr to remind us. Now I'm sitting exclusively for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is going to, be remembering me with His great, great favors also. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another Sahabi, somebody told him that I see that when you get up, farishtas are with you. When you enter your house, malaika are making dua for you, etc. All the time the malaika are with you. So he said that you can also get. It's not a big deal. Everyone can. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullah zikran kathira. Remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, a lot. Zikr is the one command where Allah Ta'ala said, make it in abundance. In the 22nd supara, where Allah Ta'ala explains so many qualities of the Muslim man and Muslim woman. Innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. All the great, great qualities Allah has mentioned, only with the last one, wazakirin Allah kathiran wazakirat. Only there did Allah mention in abundance. Not with the quality of Islam, not with the quality of Iman, not with the quality of keeping fast, of giving sadaqah, charity, only with zikr. Hazrat Maulana Shah Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, I'll come back to that other ayat just now inshallah. He explains this is like a person has got a beautiful garden. And he's showing somebody his garden and he's showing, look, this is also growing here, this is also growing here. Everything very beautiful. Then, and it's middle of winter. And the garden is lush green in winter. So then that person asks or he tells him, you know why is my garden so green? Because I've got a very good irrigation system and water I've got is very good. That is the zikr that I have. For us in our, so all our qualities of being a Muslim, being a mu'min, of giving, of having humility, all these things is connected with our zikr. If we have our zikr and plenty of zikr, the quantity also, and the quality of it also, that we make zikr as required also, then inshallah we will find our amal of our deen, everything will be lush and green, even in very difficult times, even at the time when Dajjal will come, at the time when fitness will be rife, a person's iman, his Islam, all his qualities will be very lush and green, they will be very much alive. And they will interact with one another. That will help us to make our zikr also more stronger. So we must make zikr in abundance. So in the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, writes that the command of making zikr has come abundantly in the Quran Sharif. And then zikr has to be done again. The command has come abundantly, and in many, many ayat, Allah has commanded to make zikr abundantly. So it clearly shows how important the zikr is. But unfortunately, this law seems to apply all the time. What is the most important, we pay the least attention to it. May that our zikr, who are called salikin, who are called shaghilin, who are making shaghal zikr wazaif, and we find our zikr also very weak. Forget out of Ramadan. Yeah, in Ramadan when we are making zikr, which is very, very little, we find that there isn't that real atmosphere. We seem to feel tired, etc. And the time you remember your beloved, at that time you say you are tired. A person who is getting married, boy and girl, if after all the way we have weddings, Allah make us maaf, let us come on sunnah tariqah, but how we prepared, the boy was very busy, perhaps for 6 months he was preparing for his wedding. And the last few days, of course, how much did they get prepared? Seen to all the various things. The girl on that side, perhaps the night before she doesn't sleep also. She has her hair done and she sits on a chair. That my hair, she will sacrifice her sleep for her hair. And she will sit on a chair that my hairstyle that she has made, it mustn't get spoiled. But when they meet the first night, after being so tired, perhaps never ever is it recorded that the boy told the girl or the girl told the boy that I was so busy these days, I just want to sleep tonight. Tonight, whatever want to happen will happen afterwards. But tonight, I'm just going to sleep. I'm very tired. He doesn't. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when you are speaking and with now you are in your close contact with Allah Ta'ala, aaja meri dil mein, samaja meri aankhon mein, come in my heart, O Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Every desire of mine is gone now. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Come now, O my Allah. Now there is that privacy between me and you. It's only me and you. At that time, for a person to fall asleep, to not have interest. So our zikr is very, very weak. There are a few things, hopefully, inshallah, we will try and discuss them for our own benefit. We are all desperately in need of this. We are very weak in this. So even like making dua, we are very weak, which is a very important thing. Making shukr, perhaps we are even more weaker in making shukr. And these are like basic things. And we just have to come to grips with our basics. then inshallah the whole of deen will fall into place. It's not a lot of things that we have to do, a few basic things by which the rest of deen will come into place. So Allah has commanded us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullaha zikran kathira. And then together with that, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. And then make the tasbih of Allah, which is also zikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, bukratan wa asila, morning, and in other words, all the time. Keep your tongue wet with the zikr of Allah. Keeping the tongue wet means continuously. Have the habit. Wherever you got a split second also, a few moments, you can just say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can just say Allah, Allah. How long does it take? But zikr. It comes also in the Hadith Sharif. There will be no sorrow for the people of Jannat, but for those moments that in this dunya they wasted and they did not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this will be like, many times a thought comes to me at that time that how I narrowly got saved from that accident. But then the thought goes away again. But it comes at that time. Like that, the people of Jannat will also think of those occasions when they did not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Dua also we must make to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you write down for me in my Nama'i Amal, record of deeds, my whole life in your obedience. Even when I was on sin, Allah does it. Illa man taab wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. If a person illa man tab, makes tawbah, what we are trying to address ourselves for, وَآمَنَ, and he brings iman. Today we have to renew our iman regularly because of the conditions. Again, reaffirm our iman all the time. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and do righteous deeds also. And عَمَلِ صَالِحِ, he's reading the kalima also. Any other good deed we do, then we make dua to Allah, that Allah, you change now. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah will change all that wrong things into good. So Allah, you have, and this is also sunnatullah, that Allah does this, and Allah has done it for so many people. All the bad deeds, Allah changed it and wrote down as good deeds. So all our life also, whatever ghaflat took place, unmindfulness, oh Allah, you write down goodness for us in our Nama'i Amal. One beautiful dua that is taught, that oh Allah, now presently, and right till my mort, and particularly just before maut, at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, let there not be one sin in my Nama'i Amal. That, oh Allah, you have to remove, destroyed all my sins, and you have replaced them with good deeds. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, where will we find a being like Allah Ta'ala? Allah who is our Rabb, who is so merciful, so kind, and loves to forgive. And Allah Ta'ala changes the bad into the good. And Allah Ta'ala just keeps on rewarding tremendously when Allah is so merciful, so kind. And in the month of Ramadan, the generosity of Allah knows no limits whatsoever. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity, even in material things, also knew no limits in this month. And in the last Ashara, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha explained that Allah's generosity was like the wind blowing. How lot of wealth should be put in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, and how much he should give out again. Just giving out, we give our zakat also, give our lillah. It's a common practice in the Muslims that we keep it for the month of Ramadan. It's common. And then on top of all that, at the end, sadaqatul fitr again. Give that also. You don't give that, your rozas are suspended between the heavens and the sky. Give that also. So much of generosity Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself did, and he encouraged the ummah also to do this. So we should also try and partake in that. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is that great kind being that at the times of ghaflat in our lives, of unmindfulness, of even gunas, we beg of Allah to change them into good deeds. So when a person will be wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, and then the malaika, when you do this, then the malaika make dua for you wherever you are. That when you stand up, the malaika are there with you. They're making dua. When you are going out of your house, they are making dua for you. So all of us can acquire this. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great amal of zikr. Let us make an ahad for myself first with Allah Ta'ala that throughout our life, not only this Ramzan little, but throughout our life we will carry on with our zikr. Yeah, learn it also. How the zikr is being made, learn it also. And those who are connected with Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, our Shaykh Rahimahumullah, has shown us this way of zikr. Other Mashaykh have other ways. The Chishtis, they have the Bara Tasbih, which is done quite loudly also. No problem with that also. Naqshbandi Silsila, they do it softly. No problem with that also. Whichever zikr we do, but it is in the confines of Sharia. If we are not so sure, very important, because this can easily go over the limit and become bid'at. And we fall into innovations. And many people, in their enthusiasm and in their love for Allah Ta'ala, for Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they went with zikr and without control. And then it went into bid'at. Just see how far sighted our mashayikh also. I asked permission of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali one time to build a khanka separate from the Darul Uloom. So he said, never ever do that. Keep the khanka under the Darul Uloom, so that the masail and the Darul Ifta and that can control the khanka. Because when this over-enthusiasm which comes in the many places we hear, murids or people, they want to make zikr because they enjoy the zikr. If zikr is such a thing, it's a pity we who are supposed to make zikr, we don't enjoy it. But the other people enjoy the zikr. So they want to start making, and many times it goes out of the limits and bid'at start. Or also what happens many places, a sheikh is there, they have everything under control. The day he's not there, somebody else comes, and perhaps then all these other things start. And this is how it has started in the ummah with other people. Also with sincerity, and they also are following righteous people. But there's additions which have come. And also we have to be very thankful. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali cleansed the tasawwuf, purified it. He made water and milk separate. And he gave us the pure tasawwuf, which is our islah. And at the same time, it mustn't go to such an extent that we are not even reading Durood Sharif. And sometimes we even tell that we read the ayat of Durood, all read Durood Sharif. Let us read now. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Sometimes we don't want to read also, the lips are not moving. We won't become bidatis if we read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is a requirement. We must read Durood Sharif. But also, read it in the proper way. Do it in the proper way. Also that we don't go out of the limits. To remember Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a great, great ibadah also. But let's also do it in the right way. Not with all other things there. Then it goes to the extent that you start believing that wherever there is this function of remembering Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself comes and is present there also. Right? So then we start having many wrong beliefs. And people who have these beliefs, the answers are very simple. That if Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present here in this function, there are many other functions, so is he present everywhere. And that quality of being present everywhere is only Allah Ta'ala's. And if it is that they say that when Durood is read, then Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes present. So when usually a khutbah is read, when a bayan starts, khutbah in Arabic, then nobody stands up in the honor of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when they read that salawat in Urdu, then all stand up. So Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't come for his durood, which is in Arabic, but he comes for the salawat, which is in Urdu, those ash'ar they sing and that. So at that time he comes, it doesn't make sense even logically. So we will do zikr also, we must make it only under the guidance of our mashayikh. Many people, from another point of view also, one person in the Khanqa of Thana Bowen, Hadrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, showed him certain zikr to make. He made much more. And it was too heavy for him, too hot for his head. He went and threw himself in the well. And he got saved. He came out safe and healthy. Manana said, who told you to make so much zikr? How much I told you? Only make so much. Don't make more than that. Because so this is also important. Then there are two types of zikr. One zikr is that like we get medicine which you buy over the counter. You don't need a prescription. And lot of zikr is prescribed in the Hadith Sharif, Tasbihate Fatimi. With 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, lot of other zikr also, which everyone can do. And that is usually zikr also to remember Allah, to get thawab. Just for thawab, not for islah. But the zikr, the mashayikh show, that is like with a prescription. That everyone can't prescribe for himself. The sheikh has to prescribe it, and that is not what you can get over the counter. Now what he will prescribe, it is also the remembrance of Allah, the sawab of remembering, but more it is for our islah. As Maulana Hassan Sahab, Damat Barakatum explained, to cleanse the heart. The zikr is one of the things that cleanses and purifies the heart. And by many mashayikh, the whole effort was just on zikr. It is, they made the full effort. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, where he has given prescriptions, he has written his kitabs, how many kitabs and everything, and explained how to purify ourselves, cleanse ourselves. But generally, anything that persists in a person, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum says, I asked Hazrat many times, this disease of mine, that disease, I tried this prescription, that prescription, he says, just carry on with zikr. Zikr will purify you. Zikr is that purifier, like when we want to put water in a glass, then we first wash it also with water, and then we put water in. So the zikr of Allah will purify the heart, and then Allah will come into my heart. Ab to har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. And when the heart is cleansed, Allah comes into that clean heart without inviting Allah. And as long as it's dirty, a glass that has got, that is dirty on the outside, inside it is clean, but we don't want to drink water in there. We don't want to put tap water in there. Forget mineral water. Forget bottled water. Forget zamzam water. So the heart that is filled with dirt and all crime and all filth, how can Allah Ta'ala, who is absolutely pure and clean, Allah is pure and He only comes in purity and He only accepts purity. So how will Allah come in such a heart? So therefore, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala that we make, it helps to purify. It purifies and cleanses the heart. And we have been, Allah Ta'ala, because we are so weak, our mashayikh, and especially I've seen our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, how his finger is on the pulse. That today we are very weak. So his zikr that he has shown towards the end was only 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. Whereas presently in the other silsila, they do what is Bara Tasbih 1300 times. And before that was a time when 120,000 times, 150,000 times, we can't even imagine it. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Ji, you don't just become like that. He explained that how he should make, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali prescribed zikr for him. 120 times Isme Zat, Allah, 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 Allah. You carry on, Allah's nur will come in the heart. And with La ilaha illallah, over 100,000 times he has to make daily the zikr. That is when the heart gets purified. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, there was a Hindu, and he, whatever they worship and how they worship, but with so much concentration, vision, when some reason he had to take an x-ray of his heart, that name was written on his heart. So if we take Allah's name, and Allah comes in our heart, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the absolute, He is the pure, He is the clean. So our zikr regularly, when we are in the khanqah also, when we are out of the khanqah also. And our zikr which is being prescribed is for our purity, cleanliness, to purify the heart. So for that, there are quite a few murah, quite a few murahs also. You can acquire the kitab also. What's the name? Gee, there is one Sanai Hamid. MashaAllah, our brother Rashid is here. He compiled that. And there is another one also, which Maulana Imran Qazi also has written, also about the zikr. So in there, in both kitabs, it is explained. So for example, one, Hazrat explained when we make zikr, so such was wudu, face the qibla. So zikr is permissible without wudu also. But of course with wudu, the rewards and the benefits will be much, much more greater. Preferably sit cross-legged. And then, this is for men. For women, Hazrat only shows Subhanallah. And if we do the other zikr, they can just read it also. They don't have to do the movements. For men, from the waist. Not just the head alone. Other zikr, which Ajim Mashai show, is from the head. The head moves. But yeah, the head with the torso, with the top of the body, from the left side, we start, the heart is on the left side. So la, we read from here. And we move our body like this with the head slightly, not much, just slightly. La ilaha. And we meditate this, that all that filth and dirt and grime in my heart, I'm taking it out and I'm throwing it out. And with illallah, I'm putting the purity in my heart. We can do this for all our spiritual diseases, what they are. Pride, jealousy, hatred, anger, whatever. All of it I'm taking out and throwing it out. And then with illallah, I'm putting the pure thing. Where we find one particular thing is really troubling me, my anger is troubling me, then make particular niyat for your anger only. Or my pride is troubling me, make particular, I'm taking out all this pride and throwing it out. If we wash our heart 100 times a day, it can't get clean. Eh? And it's not with handy-andy and with vim, with la ilaha illallah, which is from Allah, which is such a formula. We can't get a better the vim formula, the handy-andy formula, Ajax formula. What is that? Nothing compared to this. But if we do it properly, it won't be long that our hearts become clean. And then we can be able to forgive people also, accommodate people also, our temperament, our anger will come under control, everything. Our thoughts of Allah, when in zikr it will be so much, in namaz, how much won't it be? So that is one of the main muraqabas that we must make. That from our waist, we move slightly to the right, and with la ilaha, and we have thrown out all the dirt, whatever it is. Illallah, and we put only the goodness into our heart, and when we are washing our hearts like this, purifying it like this, inshallah, very soon we'll see our hearts become pure and clean. And when this will happen, then we will see everything else, like Maulana was explaining now, this hatred, jealousy. Today it's not with other people, it's right in the family also. In the very close families also, this is so much. Brother and brother, father and son, mother and daughter, daughter accusing mother of jadu and what all funny things. So much it is even in the families. This will purify the hearts of everyone and then we will come right. Another great muraqabah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has taught us that La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. That is La ilaha illallah, nothing can block it. It goes direct to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. So make this muraqabah, my La ilaha illallah has come out and it's gone to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Directly there, and nothing can block it. La ilaha illallah is so powerful, no rocket can block it, nothing can block it, and nothing can be more faster than this year. And the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is where the khazain, all the treasures. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. In the heavens, in the skies, are your rosy also. We see it coming from the ground, but it comes from there. And all that you have been promised is all there. So make this muraqabah, it's not part of the hadith. You must not confuse it with the hadith. Hazrat has taught this muraqabah, that is your la ilaha, for a few times you made that muraqabah, you cleansed your heart. Now you make another muraqabah, that now this la ilaha of mine is gone to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And from there, This also, this La ilaha illallah is the key. Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. O Allah, open the locks of our hearts by your dhikr. This hadith teaches us that there are locks on the heart. And what will open it? Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Your dhikr will open those locks. Otherwise, the treasure is kept. Kullu mawlud yuladu alal fitra. Every child is born on Islam. Now what makes that Islam to come out? If he's gone to a Hindu's house, that heart is locked, so he doesn't come out. Jew, Christian. But in a Muslim's house, how Allah made the system, the greatest dhikr, adhan, as soon as the child is born. Here also, it needs more explanation. We have to be careful for the birth of our child. Today, they're insisting hospitals, maternity homes, they have music playing there. And the delivering woman there are non-Muslims. And then we are shy of our deen also. The child is born, and perhaps when the child comes home, then we now give the adhan. And actually, that adhan was supposed to be given as soon as the child is born. The first words that come in the child's ear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The greatness of Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. The risalat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The prescription for success. All that is given to the child when the child is just born. Now when that music goes in. And so nifaq comes from there already, and these people in their studies also, they say what is put in a child in the first 5 years of the child's life, that is what the child is for the rest of his life. And in those 5 years, we spoil the children. We're just negligent about the children, and all other things are being put into the child, and then we cry later. Well, that is the time to be really that we are with the children. So anyway, with the zikr of Allah, the lock is open, and now in the child also, the greatness of Allah is put. When we also make zikr, La ilaha illallah, it's opening the lock. And akfal have come, not kufal. That there. And Hazrat also says, where do you put a lock? Where there are treasures. So there are great treasures, or that fitrat it is there, it came with it also. Alastu bi rabbikum, and everyone saw Allah and said, Bala, definitely you are our Rabb. And we came with that capital into this dunya. Capital of Iman, we came with it. Now we have to open our shop, we got our capital, and work further on it and take it further. So this capital Allah has put there, and by zikr it will open up. And with the zikr of La ilaha, it goes to the arsh of Allah, which is the storeroom of all the treasures of the world. And it opens there also. And it's like a column of noor that has gone there, and now you are drawing from there, and it's coming into your heart. And your heart is being filled now. So we make this muraqabah, when we make dhikr, then whatever we want, shifa, we want a treatment from our illnesses, take it, it is also by Allah Ta'ala. We got our humum and ghumum, our worries and all our parishani, and we not right in the head, the cure is also there. So this is what we have to take from there all the time. And then it comes into our heart. And to open our heart, the small storeroom here, we take from the big storeroom there and put it into our storeroom. Whenever we want to, again, now turn with a dua and open up what Allah has given us, and we benefit. So the dhikr is very important. A few more muraqabas we will explain also. For example, we all know Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala for a zikr. Allah said, read La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, the whole world is reading La ilaha illallah. Allah explained, on this pan of scales, if you put La ilaha illallah one side and everything else besides Allah on the other side, this pan will outweigh. So also again understand, let us all understand that the basics of deen, La ilaha illallah, is the rock bottom basis of deen. See how valuable it is. But we don't really regard it. Till today, Arabs have got a habit, whenever anything of surprise, anything that makes them happy, La ilaha illallah. Anything, they just, it just comes out automatically. And this ummah, one special quality of this ummah, which was shown in the scriptures of before, that La ilaha illallah will be common on their tongue. And on our tongue, how much of La ilaha? If by great difficulty we sit down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes to make zikr, little La ilaha illallah. Otherwise, it should be all the time on our tongue. Whatever we say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. It should be very common. Allah give us this tawfiq. We have to get accustomed to it. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is extremely valuable, is extremely important for our tazkiyah, for our islah, and to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala also. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, of other prescriptions, one of them is, in order to gain the love of Allah, easy way, just start meeting Allah Ta'ala. Now how are you going to meet Allah Ta'ala? With zikr. So every day you fix a time, at that time I'm making zikr. So Hazrat says, like with a friend, if you do this, every day you go and visit him at a specific time. Or you phone him, and you have a little discussion and that, you'll get used to it. And after a few days, if he didn't phone, he didn't come, you'll also wonder, where is he now? So when we do this contact with Allah, Allah will say, where are you now? Not that Allah doesn't know. And many things Allah Ta'ala, we read that Allah asked the malaika, from where are you coming? Gathering of zikr. But Allah knows. Why Allah asks all that? In order to show the honor of that. So now Allah will remind you that you have to meet your friend in this time. So just a few days, regularly, and then friendship with Allah. We ourselves will miss it. If we do it regularly, that zikr of ours, we will miss it ourselves. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says that if we know the value and the enjoyment of zikr, and then when we have to go out in ghusl, we will find it a mujahada to go. That rather they could put me in the masjid and I could just be making zikr. That you will enjoy so much, but we haven't found that enjoyment. The name Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah, Allah, shiri nas naam, the most sweetest naam, name, more sweeter than honey that is put into, like your body is filled with honey, more sweeter than that is the name of Allah. But we haven't still got that sweetness on our tongue. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali says, I've seen those buzurgs of mine, that when somebody else is making zikr, water comes in their mouth. Like when you just smell biryani, you smell there's a fry somewhere, roast, something, and water comes in your... Somebody is making zikr and water comes in their mouth. We make zikr and still nothing happens. So we have to still get used to it and get that enjoyment and flavor in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah's name is so sweet, how sweet will Allah be? And when we get Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is that being that we don't have to wait till akhirat to get Allah. We can get Allah in this world. And once a person has got Allah, he's got everything. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zami meri, asma mera. Everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Allah Ta'ala give us this reality, and that we have to keep on talking, keep on making dua, keep on making effort, that this comes into us. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. Now is the time for dua. Seriously, earnestly turn to Allah and beg Him for these things also. How much are we begging Allah for our islah, for our hidayat, our tawbah? How much are we begging that we must be saved from the fire of Jahannam? This ashara, Allah is just setting people free in huge numbers. Oh Allah, make us also from amongst them. Our family members, our ancestors, all the people, our asatiza, our mashayikh, everyone, the whole ummah, as we sit here together, Allah make us that there also in Jannat we be together. And we make the zikr of Allah there also. Allah bless us with this reality. This is the few days that are left. Let us try and make the extreme best of it and get the full benefits, inshallah. Subhanallah.